And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been more shameless political posturing from state legislative leaders of late on the death penalty. In the wake of the tragic recent murder of North Carolina prison workers, Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore have been attacking Governor Roy Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein, trying to blame them for the fact that North Carolina has not had an execution in 11 years. Both Berger and Moore know this attack is absurd. A, prosecutors have already said they will seek the death penalty in the prison case. And B, it's clearly not Cooper or Stein's fault that executions have been on hold. The responsibility there lies with a flawed death penalty that courts have found to be unconstitutional on multiple occasions and that is obsolete, discriminatory, wastefully expensive, and impossible to apply fairly. The bottom line, Berger and Moore would do much more for the safety and security of prison personnel if they would invest adequate resources in our correction systems for a change and stop trying to score cheap political points over such momentous life and death matters. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.